Well, Larissa Sado has been visiting a makeshift camp in Adiyaman to find out how people are coping with the aftermath.
This place was the biggest stadium in the city of Adiyaman, and now it's turned into a tent city. Over 5,000 people currently are living here. And this is not the only tent city in the city of Adiyaman. There are tens of such makeshift camps that are spreading across the city. So the displacement here is becoming a humanitarian issue, and the authorities are trying to deal with this crisis. I've talked to the mayor of the city, Suleyman Kılıç, and I have asked him about the displacement, about sanitation and the infrastructure problems and the challenges that they are facing.
There is a serious degree of infrastructure issues, of course, including water networks, gas network, and electricity network, of course. Fortunately, we have made some improvements in our water resources and water supply. Maybe 45-50% of the city is now starting the mains water. Tents are set up, and a lot of people are still out because of a large number of buildings destructed and ruined. So we are working around the clock. A lot of people are homeless. There are a large number of people who want to go out of the city. We are trying to arrange their transport to other cities around the country.
Adiyaman was one of the hardest hit cities in southern Turkey by earthquake. 1,175 buildings have collapsed here, and as a result, more than 8,000 people have died. The mayor told me that they're afraid that this number could go up to 15,000. Indeed, wherever you turn in this city, you will see the collapsed buildings. Blocks after blocks are leveled down. And the impact of the earthquake is everywhere. And also, the sense of normality among people of this city is completely lost. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Adiyaman, southern Turkey.
Well, let's go to the capital, Ankara, where Sinem Kosyolu is joining us from a Red Crescent aid centre. Sinem, we've just been hearing how vital the supply of tents is in amongst all of this in order to be able to try and house the survivors. Natasha Ghanem telling us that Turkey's supply has been depleted. Talk us through what's happening where you are.
Rob, this is the tent production facility of the Turkish Red Crescent, and they have been doing this for decades here. They are currently sewing tents to deploy, to dispatch to the earthquake-hit areas. These tents, which are the most vital need right now until people find a temporary shelter roof for themselves. And these are, each tent is 16 and a half square meters. It has separate sections for the family gathering place and a small room and an entrance. We are told that the material of these tents are waterproof, fireproof, and mildew-proof. But of course, these are temporary solutions, but at least until the new houses are rebuilt, as Turkish president promised, these tents will be one of the temporary solutions for the people who are going through tough weather conditions during winter. Yesterday, Turkish president had a press conference after the cabinet meeting. He said he will start rebuilding houses in the earthquake areas after the end of February, within a couple of weeks. And at the initial phase will start with 30,000 houses. But of course, this is not enough. Nothing is enough in the region right now. We're talking about 10 cities, 13 and a half million having been affected by this deadly earthquake. And here in this production center of the Turkish Red Crescent, the workers are working around the clock. They have increased their employee capacity, the experts, working hours, everything. And we are told by people who have been working here for more than 20 years that this is the first time that nothing is enough, no personnel is enough, and they have increased full capacity. And every day here, they are producing 500 tents and sending them to the earthquake areas. The capacity is increasing every day, we are told, and these are being sent to the AFAD centers. AFAD is the Turkish Disaster Management Agency, the core organization that takes that cares of the whole aid campaign, distribution and rescue work in the earthquake hit areas. And these people here are working hard to be able to help all those Turkish citizens. Some of them maybe their relatives, so that they can stay in a tent which can warm them up. Rob,
Sinem, thank you very much indeed. That's Sinem Kosyolo talking to us from the Red Crescent Aid Center in Ankara. Well, in Turkey, the number of people being found alive is reducing by the day. But on Wednesday, a woman has been pulled from a building in Kahramanmaraş 222 hours after the quakes hit. And on Tuesday, a 77-year-old woman was rescued in the city of Adıyaman after being trapped for nearly 212 hours. Stephanie Decker has more from Kahramanmaraş, where other survivors have been found by rescue crews.
Two young men were pulled out of the rubble on Tuesday, but those stories of joy are becoming less and less. It is overwhelmingly the dead that are emerging from their homes. Where we're standing, these are apartment blocks. They have been cleared, but this is, as one of our colleagues described, a mass graveyard. The city has become a mass graveyard. It is like this across huge areas of the city, and the buildings that still stand are broken. They are structurally unsafe. Their residents will never be able to go back home. So looking ahead, you have the challenge also of how to house, where to house, over hundreds of thousands of people. One of the challenges here, it's not just one city that's been affected by this earthquake. It stretches across major areas of the southeast. Certainly in this city, hit by the second earthquake, its epicenter very close to where we are. The people are devastated. Many of them still can't believe that this has happened. When you ask them, what do you need? Many will tell you, we need our relatives back. I need my daughter back. I need my husband back. But life goes on. Now, many of them are having to live in tented cities. This is a temporary measure. That's not just here. That's across the entire southeast of Turkey. But certainly the stories of heartbreak and devastation in their hundreds of thousands. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Kahramanmaraş, southeastern Turkey.